Hello and welcome back to the Shetland Resolve Calmcast, where we talk about practical ways to live a calmer, more intentional life without needing to move to a cave in the mountains or develop superhuman self-discipline. It's a good job because I certainly don't have superhuman self-discipline. I'm Diane Taylor. I'm a motivational coach and therapist, and a fellow human being who sometimes finds themselves deep in a debate with their own thoughts. Today, we're exploring the subject of overthinking, why it happens, some ideas for how to handle the emotions that come with it, and how to find a steadier, clearer mind without trying to switch your thoughts off completely. So let's have a look at why we overthink. Overthinking gets a bad reputation, but in reality, it is just your brain doing its job, trying to solve problems and keep you safe. The problem starts when the thinking triggers waves of emotion, whether that's anxiety, guilt, self-doubt, or something else. And it's those emotions that keep the thought loop spinning. And it's almost the more we think, the more intense the emotion gets. And the more intense the emotion gets, the more we feel that we need to try and think our ways out of how we're feeling. It's not the thinking that hurts, it's the emotional build-up that comes along with the thoughts. Imagine your mind as a radio. The thoughts are the words, but the emotions are the volume control. Sometimes the volume gets turned right up, and suddenly what was a peery or small worry sounds like it's major breaking news. The goal isn't to completely mute the radio, it's to turn the volume down again so that you can think clearly. Most brains run a fairly constant stream of thoughts, and that is perfectly normal. The key is to stay grounded enough that that thought doesn't drag you into the rapids. So if you've ever said, "I just wish I could stop thinking," take the pressure off. You don't need to stop the waves. You just need to learn to surf them a bit more calmly. That's all. So let's have a look at the emotional build-up that can happen. Overthinking often builds when we're holding on to an emotion that we haven't processed. Maybe frustration, uncertainty or fear, maybe anger. And the mind keeps replaying scenarios, hoping to find an answer that'll make that feeling go away. But thoughts can't fix emotions, they can only narrate them. The more we analyse, the more fuel we add to the emotional fire. One of the most helpful shifts is to notice what's under the thoughts. Ask yourself, what feeling am I avoiding right now? Just naming it. For example, I feel anxious or I feel out of control allows your nervous system to relax a bit. The mind quiets when it knows that the message has been received. It's quite a powerful thing just to name what the emotion is. And if you're not sure what the emotion is, that's okay. Because here are some other practical resets that you might like to try. They can help you step out of that loop and back into clarity. So the first one, instead of naming the emotion, is just to name the process that's happening. So when you notice your mind spiraling, just literally saying to yourself something like, ah, there's the overthinking again. Saying it out loud or quietly into yourself, if you've not got privacy, creates distance. It tells your brain, I see you. I've got this. Even try smiling as you say it. A peery bit of humour helps break the pattern. It's hard to panic and giggle at the same time. The second tip is to do a brief sensory check-in. Overthinking lives in your head, whereas calm can always be found in your body when you look for it. Let's do this right now just for a few seconds. Maybe notice what's in contact with your skin. Maybe you can feel the sensation of a fabric that you're wearing. Maybe you can feel the temperature of the air. Maybe you can feel the sensation of a piece of furniture beneath you, or if you're on your feet, the ground beneath them. Maybe notice one sound around you, apart from these words. Take a slow breath in through your nose, if you can, but through your mouth is fine too. And then breathing out, long and slow. That tiny pause tells your body, we're safe in this moment. And once your body calms, your mind follows. And the third tip is giving your mind a better job in the moment. As you know, your brain loves activity. It just doesn't maybe always pick the best projects. So if it insists on staying busy, another option is to redirect it. Put it to work on something else, maybe planning a playlist or writing down three things that you're grateful for. Spending a bit of time imagining your next holiday. Really anything that's constructive or light-hearted. If you think of your mind as a curious puppy, if you don't give it a toy, it'll chew on your worries. So rather than shouting stop at your thoughts, just throw them something more interesting to chase. When you practice this reset, you'll start to notice more space between your thoughts. Not emptiness, but calm clarity. That's where creative thinking, problem solving, and calm decision making live. Calm thinking isn't the absence of thought, it's the ability to let thoughts flow through without each one becoming an emotional emergency. So maybe try some of those things and see what difference that can make. Sometimes the smallest things can make the biggest difference. And if you enjoy this kind of peery practical wise to build calm and clarity. I've been creating something behind the scenes that brings them together. It's a gentle space with guided audios and simple practices to help you reset whenever you need. There's also a supportive community, which is completely optional and private, where you can connect or stay anonymous if you prefer. I'll be sharing more about it next week, so do tune in again if that's of interest. So today's takeaway is that when it comes to overthinking, it's absolutely not about trying to stop your thoughts. It's much more about calming down the emotion with that thought. Because anything that you can think calmly isn't causing a problem at all. The brain likes to think, and it likes to be able to scan the horizon for potential issues and to have plans in place to be able to deal with those things should they happen. And that's just sensible. It's when the emotion builds up. And the best way to be able to deal with that is to do some of these simple resets where you're inviting the body to connect with calm. Next time, we'll be talking about how to make small daily habits actually stick without forcing it or trying to become somebody you're not. It builds on the previous episode on self-care. It's about creating rhythms that work with real life, your real life, and not against it. So if you haven't already done so, until then, unclench your jaw, take a deep breath, and remember, your mind isn't the enemy. It's just trying to help. You're just teaching it a calmer, more comfortable way to do it.